77 and 1061 WEXTRadio.org. Sam Torres has come by. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Chris. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing well.
Good, good. Now, Sam, folks in the Troy music scene in particular, with the local 518, they probably know who you are. But let's tell them who you are.
Sure. Well, I'm a musician in Troy, as well as a mastering engineer. And I also curate the Troy Listening Room concerts, as well as the Lift series with Sophia Vostek.
Mm-hmm. And the Lift series over at the Troy Music Hall.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. The piece of music that we're going to talk about is called Hudson. Initially had its premiere on the Lift series, right?
It did. Yeah, that was the first season of the Lift series at the Music Hall, and that performance was, I think it was March 4th, 2020. So that was the last performance for a while.
Right. Launching a series like that and then having a international pandemic. How did that go?
It was a roller coaster. Honestly, so that was the third out of four concerts that we had scheduled for that season. And those three went amazingly well, really better than we could have hoped for. So we felt like we had a lot of momentum, and then obviously things came to a screeching halt, but, the Lift series is still going in its sixth season now. And, the concert that we had to cancel that spring, they were able to come back on the following season. So we managed for it to kind of all work out in the end.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Tell me. Let's talk a little bit about the Lift series. What inspired that? Because you put not only the musicians on the stage at the Troy Music Hall, but the audience.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there were a few things that kind of inspired it. One was we had done a concert at the music hall when I was working there as a stagehand, where we set it up that way. And the audience loved it and the musicians loved it. And I thought, wouldn't this be a great way to get some more local musicians in here as a way to kind of take some of the pressure off? You know, we sell 75 tickets instead of 1,000. Which helps. And so Sophia and I pitched that to the folks at the music hall, and they were super on board. And I think that it's been successful in getting a lot of new audience members into the hall. But another fun thing is that people who've been going to concerts there for decades and never stepped foot on the stage there get to see what it's like kind of on the other side. So I think that's one reason for its kind of popularity.
Yeah. That's yeah. Very cool. Great idea. Great idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's go talk about this piece of music that you've now rearranged, right? You had previously written this while you were at school?
That's right. Yeah. I wrote the original version around 2015, 2016, when I was finishing up my bachelor's degree in music school. And it was a 30-minute piece originally for 11 or 12 musicians.
Now, the music was not classical, though, or is not classical.
No, it's not. It kind of falls in this weird in-between between chamber music and minimalist music and jazz and even some ambient kind of textural stuff. At the time that I wrote that, I was in a jazz performance program, but I had kind of burned out pretty hard from that. And I was dabbling in writing music from a more kind of classical standpoint, while also listening to a lot of indie rock. And I actually had gone to, for my 21st birthday, my parents took me to a Sufjan Stevens concert in Brooklyn. And it was a performance of a piece that Sufjan had written for a group that I've actually worked with also called Yarnwire. And there are two pianists and two percussionists. And then he was also playing guitar and a few other instruments. And there was minimal singing, if I remember correctly. And there was also an hour-long film that went with it. That experience really inspired me a lot with Hudson. And so I was definitely kind of coming from it from that chamber classical, chamber rock type aesthetic. So, yeah. And actually, one of the things that I did when I revised the piece for this current version was I felt a lot of pressure as a new composer to kind of prove that I could work with classical systems and things, which was also weird because I was writing this kind of indie rock with strings thing, basically. But I did a lot of like process-based composition, and I got rid of a lot of that in the new version and just condensed it. And I think that it works a lot better, to be honest.
Yeah. We're talking with musician Sam Torres here about his piece called Hudson. It's named Hudson for a reason.
It is, yeah. It's named for the Hudson River, which I grew up in the Bronx, not far from the Hudson River. And I live in South Troy, also not far from the Hudson River. And even when I was in college, I was also just a few blocks from the Hudson River in Manhattan.
So it's like a thread through your life.
It is very much so, yeah.
And you talked about the sort of the musical inspiration, and I can hear the Siphon Stevens. I hear a little like Rufus Wainwright kind of vibe to it, but I even hear like the National. Like to me, a lot of what you're doing is kind of that sort of art rock feel. It's a really cool vibe.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Those are all influences for sure.
Yeah. We're talking with Sam Torres. Sam, so have you figured out what you want to do with music? you opened that door, so I'm asking.
Yeah, that's a good question. Honestly, no, I don't think I've come to a conclusion. I think that I figured out that the, you know, not to be cheesy, but I think that I've realize that the journey is the thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And my other music, the other kind of big musical project that has occupied my life for a similar amount of time has been my solo electronic stuff, where I use saxophone and electronic elements to make kind of ambient music. And that I started working on that also in school a little earlier in like 2014 or so, and I really never stopped tweaking that, and I'm still kind of tweaking that and trying out new things and trying to kind of steer it in new directions, and I've kind of gotten a lot more comfortable with that, just continuous experimentation rather than feeling like I kind of need to do one thing. I think the exploration just works better for me, and keeps it more interesting for me, honestly.
Oh, that's great. That's very cool. And plus, you also have your hand in a lot of music in the community with the mastering that you do, right?
That's true. Yeah, that definitely kind of scratches the itch of needing variety in my life, because I work with pretty much any kind of genre.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that, I'm always surprised, oh, this was a Sam did this one. Okay,
I'm surprised too sometimes.
That's great. Yeah. Sam, we're going to hear this piece in just a few moments, called Hudson. You've also got a visual component to this. Was that initially something you had done, or is that just with this?
That was part of the original idea of the piece. Like I said, the Sufjan Stevens film was a big inspiration for me. And also at that time, actually since high school, I got into film photography and really enjoyed doing kind of more landscape stuff. I have a bunch of photos that I took in high school of Central Park, but for one reason or another, there are no people in any of the photos. So they're kind of not necessarily eerie, but ethereal, and I liked that, and I liked kind of framing my photos that way, and I thought that it would be interesting to take a similar visual approach to making a short film that would serve as a visual accompaniment for the music. So I spent several days across late 2015, early 2016 on my bike riding. I went from the northern tip of Manhattan basically down to South Ferry, And then I also took a trip. I took the train up to Cold Spring for a day, and Sophia and I actually walked from our school across the George Washington Bridge to the State Park in New Jersey to look back at New York City from that side of the Hudson, which was a lot of fun. And there, and I brought my camera with me and made little short videos kind of along the way. And then I made a 30-minute long film for the original version that did not get to be screened at the original performance because my computer was too slow to render it in time for the concert. But
technology.
Yeah. And I thought it would be fun, since that was kind of my original idea for the piece, to bring that back. So the visual component for the 2026 version uses the footage from 10 years ago. But it's all re-edited to match the new version of the piece.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, how can folks hear and see this?
They can find...
Besides, we're going to play it now, right?
Yeah. So they can find the recording as well as the videos for each movement, each of the three movements, on my Bandcamp, which is samtorresmusic.bandcamp.com. And if you search my name and Hudson on YouTube, there is the full kind of uninterrupted thing there as well.
Oh, very cool. So we're going to hear it now. How would you like to set it up?
Well, I think that the piece, the visual for the piece, and also the way that I think about it musically is essentially it starts very early in the morning. The video actually starts with sunrise over the Hudson River. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and took my camera and biked from my parents' house in the Bronx down to the river, and captured this kind of beautiful pink and blue sunrise over the river. And I like to think about the more ambient texture of the first movement almost like a waking up kind of thing. And then the rest of it has a lot of sections of interlocking rhythms and kind of shifting melodies that kind of are, you know, interplay with one another. And a lot of the way that I was thinking about it, especially once I started taking the videos for it, was this relationship that the Hudson River has to the kind of bustling humanity that exists all around it, and the bustling nature too. I got a lot of clips of cute little ducks and things swimming around in there, and I think that the river and also the kind of bidirectional tidal aspects of it are very interesting to me, and I think that that kind of comes out in the music a bit. But yeah, I think, you know, zooming out a little bit, it's, I would say there are currents in the music that can kind of carry you through it, and that it's also great to just kind of sit back and let it take you where it takes you.
Fantastic. Sam, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.